Do you two get it? Do you understand now what the new rule of the Dark Order is?
I don't say I don't grasp this concept of strength in numbers. Because this is the new Dark Order. I don't think you two get it yet. We do what we want when we want to now, okay? Do you understand that? We're the lions of AEW. We prey on the weak. What don't you get? What's wrong with you two? I don't understand it. No, absolutely not. No. Did I look like I'm done? Do I look like I'm done with my dinner? Go! Get out of here! You don't eat before I'm done. You understand that? You don't touch that before I'm done. You're all smart, you boy, okay?
Just let me in.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his
I was doing good, you know, during the day and stuff.
I was watching Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I watched some bit of it. It's real good.
It is. Because like everybody's saying it's good and all that, and I just streamed like from last night, and so, you know, I binged the first two seasons. I'm almost done. On like last episode of season two.
Yeah. I was on like pretty much all the streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, or something. You know, something. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and then you said like Brody. Oh my god.
And then my group chat. I was in another group chat. This other group chat. And then one guy posted. Brody Lee's real name and stuff, and then like within two seconds, I was like, "Oh my god!" And then like I had to like you know quickly forward to you guys before you find out because it's better to hear from a friend, you know what I mean? Than like you know, I mean, that right?
You know, I'd rather it get from like an actual like AEW or whomever, you know,
yeah,
than like somebody making some shit up.
I mean, yeah, but you guys know I wouldn't do that. I basically just put in the emojis for you guys to like, you know,
get it. Yeah, but I saw what you shared, like the photo you shared. I'm like,
yeah,
because no, I thought like he got like fired or whatever, like Sean Spears.
Yeah,
because you were like, oh my god, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like, you know, like when I put on my guns, like, yeah, something happened. That's why I wanted to, like, you know, point that out.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, something happened, like, somebody got fired. Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like, and I tweeted, like, from the last, what, 2 or 3 hours, like, whenever.
Like, I mean, it's just, it's unexpected. Like, the first I just thought of is, like, we're still in 2020. Like, that's yeah. What I kept thinking, like, man, we're still in 2020 and this is still happening.
I wasn't thinking, like, 2020. I was thinking, like, oh, shit, this family lost a father, a provider, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck the wrestling bullshit, you know?
Yeah. And I know, that too and stuff.
And I saw, like, everybody in the business, like, on Instagram and Twitter and nothing but. And did you see that tweet I said? I was like, it's crazy. Like, everybody in the business, you know, but the respect and tribute to Brody Lee showed, like, how good of a person he was.
Yeah. And, you know, shows, you know, once again, the wrestling business is a family. Yeah. Like,
and, like, AEW, like, WWE shit. Like, the company's, like, I don't know, WWE ain't gonna, like, you know, AEW, but, like.
Like, AEW posted a comment on, like, WWE's Instagram and stuff, and, like,
I try to find that. I think WWE deleted it or something, because, like, I haven't found it, but it's real, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would still keep that, you know, just to show, like, hey, like, the wrestling world matters than, like, whatever wrestling territory.
Yeah.
Whatever fiasco war, whatchamacallit. But yeah, it's I knew it was gonna hit a lot of hit a lot of people because I mean those that come to know, you know, Brody Lee, Luke Harper, you know, he's a very, you know, very cool guy. Probably surprisingly he doesn't really talk much, you know, based on like what you see him on TV, but outside you can tell he's pretty much like, you know, the kindest guy, you know what I mean?
I mean, I fell for the dude before he went to AEW, you know, when he wasn't getting pushed and he was healthy and, you know.
Yeah.
And Vince
wanted everyone had high praise for Luke Harper.
Yo, I put him in my voice table, right? And I said, like, I used Luke Harper as an example for, like, voice table. Oh, irony.
Yeah.
Anywho, I guess what like the, I think the first time I saw the dude was when he debuted with the Wyatt family.
Same. You know, back when NXT was like, you know, developmental and stuff, I was like,
oh, I didn't watch that. I watched, like, you know, the vignettes that before they went to Raw.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this was at the time. The network, it was hard to, like, find how to watch NXT until, like, they put it on the network.
It was, I think it was on Hulu or whatever, but I saw when they debuted and stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I knew about the Wyatt family, I think probably for a short period before they moved to the main roster.
They were over in NXT, too. Yeah. Weren't they, like, him and Rowan, like, tag team champions in NXT?
Yep. They were basically like, you know, Bray's henchmen, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they were doing the wrestling for a while Bray was, you know, sitting on the rocking chair.
Yeah. And
surprisingly they weren't the first NXT tag champs. I mean, they made it to the finals, like in a tournament.
No, I think they were with the second or third. I know Adrian Neville and some other guy was the first.
Yeah, Neville and a British guy. Oliver Gray or something, whatever. But yeah, then, you know, they became the second champs, you know, beating Neville and Corey Graves. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Neville and Bo Dallas.
It's crazy. Like, do you read Bray's tribute or whatever? Bray's like fucking going through it. I wonder how.
Yeah. Braun. Who else? Some members of the Dark Order. Yeah, they're completely devastated.
I've seen Reynolds. I've seen Anna Jay.
Matt Hardy's.
Matt Hardy, Cole Cabana, Bailey, I've seen.
Yeah.
One of FTR.
Yeah.
I think Dax.
Yeah. And some, some put out, like these, advice quotes, like hug your loved ones and all that stuff.
I saw Becky Lynch even, new parent Becky Lynch. Went to Instagram and talked about it.
Yeah.
That's how
even JoJo, who was Bray Wyatt's wife, had the
trend. Who else like Seth Rollins posted a picture of him and Brody.
Yeah, pretty much wrestlers from all territories, are deeply affected.
Impact, Ring of Honor,
yeah,
everywhere. I don't know about New Japan. I mean, Fat Ass Masa shared something, but he's taking a picture with everybody in the business.
Even legends, legends who have got the chance to, come to Nobu and stuff. I'm looking at Trish Stratus' tweet now and stuff.
I seen Iron Sheik.
Yeah. It's one of those things, it's just like...
Mm-hmm. Stephanie McMahon, Triple
H. The wrestling family, the wrestling family will always be a whole, it's always a family. It always matters first.
Let's be real. Fuck the whole ratings bullshit. Fuck the, AEW versus WWE, Wednesday Night Wars, whatever, Evil Empire. At the end of the day, a fucking family lost their provider. And he talked about, somebody posted him talking about he's gonna give his wrestling memorabilia to his kid.
Yeah,
I actually transferred to an MP3. It's gonna be the end of the podcast. Yeah. Sad.
Yeah.
Normally I would say something. I'm not trying to do normal funny bullshit. You could tell I'm lying.
I mean, there's comes a time. You understand? There's always time for tomfoolery and this and that, but this ain't one of them.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, somebody died.
Exactly.
And it wasn't even COVID. It was
a lung issue.
Yeah, lung issue. You probably had cancer that we didn't know of. You probably had something.
And this is out of nowhere because I thought he was injured for a while. He's recovering from injury. This and that. I mean, I've heard that from a couple tweets and stuff. It's one of those things that you won't really be known of. They won't really let you know they're sick, especially in a pandemic situation right now.
And also you don't want to be, and also it's his business, to say hey, look, I have cancer, like Roman Reigns,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Roman kept his private for a while.
Oh my god! But speaking of which, the Shield versus Wyatt Six Man, the matches we had with Moxley / AKA Dean Ambrose were great.
What was your impression? I think we should talk more about his career. So, what was your impression, of the Wyatt family in general? Were you a fan of it from the start?
Oh, I loved the whole cult gimmick thing, and something about Harper was like he was different, the crazy eyes. Remember the Gator Roll thing? And he was So, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to remember that thing with Neo.
Yeah.
No, but remember.
Same too. I was kind of intrigued by this whole faction. It was kind of a backwoods cult faction type of thing. Maybe a throwback, I guess you could say,
Yeah.
Yeah. They really, got themselves over. You say, feuding with Kane, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Cena's.
I saw the Cena even Instagram photo of him wrestling Harper.
Oh, just now?
An hour ago. Two hours ago.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's upset. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you see CM Punk too.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
No, I won't be. Yeah, Harper and Eric Rowan, you know, they basically, you know, got the rub just being there with Bray, you know, all those big feuds and stuff.
They were joined in the hip.
Yeah. Yeah, they got
every time they've broken away, like, remember, like, what was it, 2014 or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, they're in different sides for the Survivor Series, you know, Team Authority versus Team Cena match. But, like, they always, like, came back to, you know, as a team.
Oh, yeah, and, like, you know, Roman and Harper really got to showcase themselves, you know, with their feud with the Usos and stuff for a while, you know.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, one of the Usos' best tag matches.
He was an Intercontinental Champion, too.
Yeah.
The dude could work. Like, 6'5", what was it, like 6'5", 275.
Yeah.
He could do toe plays, he can move.
Yeah.
You know, his finisher, that discus lariat.
Yeah. Yep, him and Dolph had a, you know, good ladder match. Yep. That, you know, expectedly stole the show before it even started, but, you know.
And then the money that ladder match at WrestleMania where he powerbombed
Ambrose
the ladder.
Yep. And then they had a fun street fight a few weeks later. That was fun.
Yeah. Where he, like, they drove away chasing each other or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the Shield and the wife and real quick. I think, Harper, you know, was kind of like the most, certain matches, like there's always one that's kind of like the star of the match. But I think, you know, part of that goes to Harper.
It was him and Rollins in the Shield Wyatt matches.
Yeah.
Remember, like that crazy, like, what was it, hot tag, and like Seth was doing, like, cannonballs and jumping around before he fucked his knee up.
Have they ever faced one on one?
Seth Rollins and
Harper.
Probably when they were Tyler Black, when he was Tyler, probably Ring of Honor, like it was Tyler Black and Brody Lee.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, like, you know, and as you said, they're like the stars of their own respective group. I feel like, yeah, they would have, like, tore down the place, you know, would have made some.
Yeah, he had wrestled Undertaker. He wrestled Brock at a pay-per-view, too. Remember, like, Roadblock or whatever?
Yeah. Yep. And, after that, you know, with Ambrose, he was basically kind of, like, on again, off again, you know, with the Wyatt family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Reunited with Bray, then Rowan, and then Strowman came into the mix. It was the four of them.
No, it was he reunited with Bray, and then the day after SummerSlam 2015, Strowman debuted.
Yeah.
Remember they had the tag match with Roman and Dean?
Yeah. They feuded with Roman for a while, and then they had that, you know, extreme matches with ECW originals and stuff.
ECW originals, yeah, it was the Dudley Boy. Tommy Dreamer tweeted too.
Yeah.
It's,
you know,
and then he got hurt.
Yeah. I like how Dreamer still has that profile run ahead, you know, of him and Harper, you know, going through a table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, the dude was, like, so underrated. It's like Cesaro. And, like, the fact that dude's from, like, Buffalo and Vince wanted him to talk in a southern accent, he couldn't. So let him be him. Yeah. That's, like, the issue.
I think, you know, what the thing with Harper, you know, it's like, he's one of those, you know, like, for one of those guys where WWE struggles to find something for him and this and that. It's like, you don't really have to struggle. Just let him be himself. He can talk. Like, he can, you know, do things, you know, unimaginable. He could probably be a better babyface than Eric Rowan was for a short period.
I did like babyface Rowan for some reason.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, babyface.
I think because of the whole big red thing, maybe. I don't know. It was like 6 years ago.
I think maybe because he was like a silent, you know, a silent teddy bear, I guess you could say, to some people.
Oh, he was a whiner. Or was it like a guitar? He played the guitar. He was a winemaker. Yeah. He did something like he had intelligence or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, like, wait, how was this World Collide match with Dijakovic? Oh, everybody saying it was like,
dude. Oh, it was great. Yeah, it's one I would recommend. Yeah, this was during when the Bludgeon Brothers, yeah, like, you know, they were on a hiatus.
They both got hurt. And,
yeah, Rowan got hurt first, and Harper, and then...
No, Rowan got hurt, like, he hurt his knee or something, and then had surgery, and then Harper was like, oh, I got a broken wrist or whatever, let me get this fixed. One of them got hurt, and the other was like, yeah, let me just repair something.
Yeah.
Because they're a tag team. You know?
Yeah, and before that, he was doing like NXT live event appearances. Like, I think he faced Ricochet for like, you know, the North American titles.
Sarah Schreiber like tweeted or Instagrammed.
Yeah. But yeah, we gotta get to like Road to WrestleMania back in 2017. You know, like at the time, yeah, the Wyatt family, it was him and Bray, and then Randy Orton. Randy Orton was into the mix. And there was like dissension and stuff. I think that's when they were trying to like make Harper a babyface.
Yeah, no, because he knew Randy was a rat, or he wasn't a snake in the grass.
Yeah.
No pun intended, you know.
Yeah, like Randy's doing basically like what people think MJF is doing right now with the Inner Circle, you know, like destroying the faction within.
Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, Bray turned on Harper. I mean, that's crazy, right? Like, that's.
And all that build up, that should have been a triple threat, but all that build up, he got into the Andre.
Oh, man. He was this close of like going to WrestleMania. Like, that's crazy.
I'd rather be a triple threat because it makes sense in the story. You got like,
yeah, I think it should have been a triple threat. Yeah,
yeah, it makes sense, yeah. But it's Vince. But
there was barely any even triple threats on that WrestleMania from my knowledge. So yeah, they should have, you know, just.
I have the DVD. But I don't think there isn't. I think there was the only thing that was multi-man was. Outside the Andre Battle Royal.
The tag ladder match was supposed to be triple threat, but it became a fatal four way, obviously.
And then the women's wedges were
fatal four way, multi person. So, yeah.
And a six pack, I believe, too. Like the SmackDown was either a five way or six pack.
Six pack or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Naomi, Alexa, whatever. Yeah, not the point, but still.
I mean. Hey, if the plan was to get the title on Orton, I mean, hey, at least put Harper in the match so he can get his, you know, shine on and stuff.
Yeah, and if you want to protect Bray, you can have Harper take the pin for Orton.
Yeah, and then the, you know, Orton's next feud, that's what kind of confused a lot of people. You would think it was going to be Harper and Orton, you know, facing for the title. But
No, it was gender.
Ended up being gender. I remember, man, that number one contenders match. You know, I was looking up, like looking at the contenders. And I'm thinking, like, whoa, what a bunch of these are a bunch of like mid card level, no offense type of.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. No, wasn't it like there was like a battle royal because Randy because he was met, you know, in the Wyatt family, gave up his Royal Rumble victory.
And yeah,
Harper was the final, like with AJ or whatever.
Yeah, Randy. He gave up his title shot, and then there was like a battle royal. Yeah, it came down to AJ and Harper, whoever wins between them. And then AJ won, and then Orton came back. You know, well he burned Wyatt's house down, saying like, you know, I'm coming for the title, and then it was settled between AJ and Orton, and yada yada yada.
Yeah. And then after
it was basically like 5 weeks or 5 or 4 weeks of like madness. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and then after that, Harper was like on what, like dark matches because he wasn't barely on TV.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like that six pack challenge, number one contenders. I really thought Harper was gonna be it. Like, if you would have told me who's gonna win this, man, Jinder Mahal would probably have been like second or third to last.
No, I'm trying to think what else did he do after that little push. Nothing, then, right? He
went on a hiatus again. Then
or dark matches.
Yeah, dark matches, live events.
Oh, if I remember correctly, like this, did you live or listen to his talk as Jericho after he signed with AEW?
Some of it.
So the plan for the Bludgeon Brothers is basically to be Demolition.
Like a ripoff version of Demolition.
No, it was like them on Axis matches.
Were they supposed to be like Viking type? Like Viking types.
No, I think he said Demolition. I listened to it, but that was like months ago, so I'm going off of what I remember. Like he said Triple H, yeah, and they won the tag titles at WrestleMania and all that, yeah. And then he got hurt.
Yeah.
But,
Bludgeon Brothers, yeah, it was, you know, fun, you know, for a while. Yeah, they had a good few months reign, you know.
I'm trying to remember. He said he wanted to either go to Japan or go back to NXT and something got fucked up.
I remember he posted a tweet, I think regarding his contract, you know, and all that stuff. And then,
oh, he asked for his release, and then it never came until like last year or.
And this was at the time, you know, folks were like questioning a lot about like WWE and like, you know, their decision making and stuff. So yeah, then we heard they put a hold on his contract, like for some sort of, and then I was like, what for? Like, man, if he's not happy, let him go. You know, man, all that stuff.
Obviously, AEW was around, so you know why.
But then you know. He came back, you know, while Roman was feuding with Roman Reigns, you know, for a short period.
Uh-huh. He looked weird with those Viking Nordic, whatever death metal bands that Roman was wearing. Yeah.
Got a good pop when he returned and stuff, but like, yeah, it was obviously for like a short period just to get Roman over.
It was a one-off.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
And then nothing, and then he got released. Right before the new year.
And then he was supposed to debut for AEW in his hometown of Buffalo, but obviously COVID.
How would you sum up Harper's career in WWE
run? Decent. They didn't really do anything with him.
Decent, could have been more. Could have done more. Actually, could have done more singles-wise, I would say.
Underrated. He was underrated. Under a little under. Like kind of like Cesaro.
Yeah. I mean, like you know, like hey, like there used to be like a thing where like if one member is like becoming a depressive member of the group, that's who you should focus on more. You know what I'm saying?
All right, and then he becomes the exalted one.
Well, yeah. Then fast forward, you know. Rumors were rampant, like the Dark Order faction, you know, AEW was having like this, like, well, before that, people thought it was going to be Matt Hardy. I mean, you've heard that.
I knew either or.
Yeah, I was kind of buzzing in. I thought it was like both. I mean, Hardy or bro, like they have good reasons to. Like Hardy, obviously, you know, he's like the broken mastermind, all that stuff.
Yeah, but it'd be weird if he had a faction.
But then Harper makes sense. But then
Brody would make sense.
What you're saying?
No, it makes sense for Brody because he was a cult member.
Yeah.
Remember that office meeting or that thing from the office I shared? It was like, I've been a member and a leader in cults. I made. It's fun to be a follower.
Yeah.
You make money as a leader, but it's more fun as a follower.
And then, like, you know. Rumors started ramping, like his 90 day thing expires on March something.
And it would be when he did.
And Dynamite was going to be in Rochester, New York, where, you know, where Brody is from and stuff. And I was like, oh, well, that would make sense.
No, I figured it out.
And you know, the anticipation was, you know, strong and all that stuff, yada yada yada. Then, you know, pandemic happens. Pandemic happens and stuff. I remember, man. Like, man, just 7 days before they were going to go to Rochester, this happens, and like,
can't control that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Then, yeah, they reveal, you know, the exalted one. Yes, yeah, sorry, the exalted one. I think everyone kind of popped. And like, man, no doubt that if things were regular, Brody would have got a big pop. I guarantee you that.
And then here's the thing. At first, they were trying to make him like a Vince McMahon type. Remember with the steak and he didn't like the sneezing and this and that.
Yeah, I didn't tell at the time. I thought it was just one of those Sopranos type of thing, or mafia type of thing, I guess.
But the Being the Elite stuff over the summer was fucking fantastic with him, Reynolds, and Silver. Yeah. And then, like, where the, like, I need papers. And then, like, he beats the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he basically helped the Dark Order, like, into, like, what they are right now. Because, I mean, there were a bunch of folks that didn't really give two hoots about it, no offense. But, like, Brody kind of, like,
they were first.
Gave him personality, slowly recruited him. Like, just being around Brody, you know, kind of helped, you know, every member of the Dark Order.
Yeah. I think the most who benefited was Silver, in my opinion.
Yeah, I will say Silver and Reynolds.
I say Silver more, but...
Well, I mean, Silver later on or so, but... I mean, like, yeah, right, but I mean, no, but I mean, like, Let's see.
Because Stu Grayson didn't do jack shit. It was Anna Jay helped improve it too.
Well, I mean, before Stu, it was basically Stu Grayson and Uno doing the talking and all that. They weren't really clicking on and stuff. Then Brody came along and did the recruiting and this and that. Brought in 10 and 7, and brought in Colt Cabana.
5-2.
Man, that even bugged me too, because I thought they were going to plan like something for, like, you know, Colt and Brody Lee to be able to do.
Who's like, if Anna Jay is 99, who's the other 100? How many other people? She's 99. Anywho,
yeah, and then Double or Nothing, you know, came around.
He
was in a world title match. Moxley needed an opponent, obviously, and stuff, and yeah. Good match, you know. Obviously, Moxley and Brody have good chemistry and history, so I knew it was going to be a slugfest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then there's the Who the Fuck is Rick Garrison?
Oh, my God.
I shared that video. You saw that,
yeah.
Video.
And those are some good times, being the Elite, you know, clips and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he wrestled, well, it was like a special, it was like a special because the NBA or whatever, because the bubble.
Yeah.
He wrestled Cody for the TNT title and won in dominating fashion. And
yeah, dominated faction, wins the TNT title, takes out the Rhodes family, the Road Nightmare family. No, yeah, the Nightmare family stuff.
And then drops it in a dog collar match.
Yeah, has some defenses, you know, down there with Dustin, Orange Cassidy. Then, Cody came back. And then they do the dog collar match, which was a good match.
It was a good match, and then he gets written off, and he's not on TV.
Yep, Cody wins the title back. I figure, like, Brody must be. They must be planning for him to return, take a hiatus, but then I heard he got injured. I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, I was kind of, like, puzzling in, like, how they're going to bring Brody back, because, like, you're doing something with Hangman and the Dark Order. I was like, oh, okay, they're gonna do Hangman versus Brody Lee. And here we are right now talking about the man who's no longer with us. I'm like, this is, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Look, I don't know what he did pre-WWE. I've only seen some interviews, you know, some promos he did pre, but, like, it wasn't bad. I've seen worse.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why people kind of, like, compare him to, like, a Brody, Bruiser Brody type of, you know. Yeah.
Brody.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically, like, the faster version of Brody Lee. I mean, Bruiser Brody, if that makes sense.
Bruiser Brody. In a way, you know what Jericho, why he gained all that weight, was he wanted to make himself like a modern day Bruiser Brody, that's what he said. That's why he gained all that weight in Japan, like fighting, facing Tanahashi and all that.
How is he supposed to do the moonsaulting? He's trying to get all that. He's trying to get all that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
He can still do a moonsault, right?
With the lion saw it? Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
I think we were kind of like missed out on was like a Keith Lee versus Luke Harper match. I think that would have been something to see. Like, you thought Dijakovic versus Harper was something, man. Keith Lee versus Harper would have been something.
Yeah, but an NXT, not WWE main roster.
Yeah, like, you know, in a Worlds Collide NXT type of thing. And yeah, he would have been like a stellar New Japan.
Oh, he would be he would have been like Brody, like that monster guy.
Yeah. Thing. It's just, you know, one of those unexpected things where you just gotta, like, you know.
Yeah. Again, thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yeah, my thoughts and prayers goes to his kids and his wife.
He's got like two sons, I believe, and his wife. 41 is not old.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. 41 year. Eddie, and Benoit were like around the 40 age and stuff.
Check this out. He died 10 days after his birthday.
Many just died right after Christmas and 6 days before the new year. I mean, 6 days before the new year hits.
Yeah, that's crazy. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I don't want to sound harsh or mean, but you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
I think the best I can say is just, you know, for everyone to just keep their head up and, like, you know, always remember, always love your loved ones. Be nice to one another. That's probably not the best option.
Don't be a dick. Don't be a cunt. I'll say that one time.
Remember, we're all a family in the wrestling industry. It's like, if someone's hurt, if someone's, you know, our loved one's gone, then that person, we're all affected.
Forget wrestling. Be kind as human beings. Forget wrestling for a second. Just be nice to one another as humans. Tell, like, the people that you are friends and family with that you love them. Try to go above and beyond. Try to do right from wrong, you know.
We all wouldn't. Put this black cloud on anyone, especially any stranger.
No.
Also, try not to let your emotions get the best of you. I'm not gonna go further on that. Just like, you know, if you're sad, if you're upset or angry, you know, like, just, you know, hold it together.
Don't be a dick on social media.
Yeah.
No, I saw somebody make a YouTube channel. It's like, I am happy that Brody Lee died. Like, dude, don't do that. You don't know him.
Like, if you're doing that to trigger people, it's not cool.
Yeah, somebody just died and emotions are high.
I don't know who gave you your knowledge or so. Like, it's fun to trigger people, but no, it's not. You never know who's reading. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. No, I think this is fine. I don't think, because he didn't. It's not like, you know, I think 30, like 40 some odd minutes is good. I don't know. It's a quick one. It's, we haven't recorded, you know, since the awards, and I thought, you know, since dude passed away, and this was like a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, if you were a big fan of his, just watch his matches, you know, watch promos, watch the stuff that, like, he did that entertained you.
Yeah.
You know, try to think of
the happy times, death,
like, yeah. Yeah, don't let his death or how he was mistreated in WWE, like, you know, piss you off. Or make you sad. I mean, yeah, like, people grieve differently and stages are different, but whatever. We'll be back in the new year. I have some ideas. We should, you know, maybe long form discussions of, like, on things like WCW since the 20 year anniversary of them being bought by Vince.
Yeah.
Other stuff. I don't know. We're gonna plan it, right?
Yeah, and you know, one more thing for Brody. I mean, his legacy will still carry on, obviously, through the wrestlers he's worked with. Right. I mean, Dark Order, obviously, Bray Wyatt, you know, like, got, you know what I'm saying? Gone, but not forgotten. He won't be forgotten.
Oh, no, no, he won't. There's the network and YouTube still be around. Oh. And AEW DVDs, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wear Dark, and if you, you know, buy Dark Order merch, because he never had merch of his own.
Yeah.
And WWE. Right.
Yeah, hope Roman, you know, his tag team partner, you know, is doing fine, and, like, you know, I'm sure we'll hear from him, hear his thoughts, you know, in the coming days or so.
Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, whenever he feels comfortable. Yeah, this sucks. but yeah, take care, everybody. We'll be back in the new year. Have a happy year.
Have a wonderful new year. Take care of yourselves.
This is the most depressing episode of podcast I think I've ever done.
God bless. Take care.
Love your, you know, say I love you to people that you care about. Show that you care. Not with words, but, like, you know, mean it and stuff. But yeah, have a happy new year. We'll be back next week. I don't know.
Soon. Let's just say soon. We'll be back soon.
Yeah, we're the most consistent and consistent podcast ever. But yeah, just we'll be back. Yeah, rest in peace, Brody Lee.
John Huber, you know, we'll miss you. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take care. I'm trying to wrap this up because then I feel like 40 minutes. I don't know. Like, it's,
well, I mean,
this just happened.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we can't really say we know all about Brody's career, like, prior and stuff. So yeah, I figured this was going to be short.
I mean, I think he worked Combat Zone, Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, and probably Chikara. That's what I know, like, from the Wikipedia, but he wrestled, like, indie promotions before WWE. So, anywho, yeah, again, we'll be back sometime in the new year. Be nice, don't be dicks. Have a good one. Rest in peace, Brody Lee. Thoughts and prayers for his family also. Alright, bye guys.
No, just thanks everybody for tuning in, and be safe and wash your hands and all that.
It's cool to me to, and I hold on to so much stuff from my wrestling that I have the card from when I wrestled Undertaker. I have posters. I have all the posters we've been on. I have all my figures. And I have them not for me, but someday I maybe want to hand them to my son and say, hey, here. And if he wants it or not, but I've been given the opportunity to give that to him. And he's one of the biggest fans in the world. So for him to be able to see what I've done and the person that it's made me, I can't really describe it. It's I guess if I had a goal in life, it was to be as good a dad as my dad, and I think I'm on my way. And I guess for me to be able to do that, it's super special. As much as, you know, you want to talk about, like, John Huber as a, you know, as a person, Huber Boy 2, Brody Lee, Luke Harper are all Jonathan Huber, and I'm that because of those three personalities, I guess, and it's professional wrestling. Made me what I am. It's very powerful.